The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It's Wednesday, March 1st. I'm Priyanka Arabindi.
And I'm Juanita Tolliver, and this is What a Day, where now that it's Women's History Month, we're looking to open up the canon, y'all.
Yeah, me telling a friend what I ordered at lunch, that is at least one woman's history.
And Real Housewives reunion panels, that is absolutely women's history. I don't want to hear any arguments.
Regardless of us opening the canon or not, that just is. It's a fact.
On today's show, California ended its statewide coronavirus emergency order. Plus, a new addition to the Oscars performance lineup promises to bring some epic dance moves to the stage.
But first, the Supreme Court heard arguments yesterday over whether President Biden has the authority to cancel federal student debt, namely the $400 billion in student loan forgiveness that his administration offered to millions of Americans in the wake of the pandemic.
All right, we know this is a hot topic. So what arguments did the court hear yesterday, Priyanka?
Yeah, so there are two cases that are challenging the plan. One came from six Republican-led states who sued to stop the plan last year. They're saying that Biden was overstepping his authority. Those states include Nebraska, Missouri, Arkansas, Iowa, Kansas, and South Carolina. If you are a person living in one of those states and you would actually like your student loans forgiven, now might be a good time to make your voice heard. The other comes from two individual borrowers who didn't qualify for the plan and are mad about it, basically. They are being backed by a conservative advocacy group and are arguing that the policy can't stand because it didn't allow the public to weigh in on the forgiveness plan and how it would work. The administration, on the other hand, has been saying that this is authorized under the 2003 HEROES Act, which gives the education secretary the authority to change federal student loan programs during national emergencies, i.e. COVID. But the states argue that this oversteps the HEROES Act and that Biden is using COVID as an excuse to cancel this debt. They also argue that their states could suffer financially from this decision.
Now, those arguments are wild in my mind, and I know there was some spicy exchanges during the oral arguments. So walk us through how the justices responded to this stuff.
Yeah, so as we all know, conservatives have a 6-3 majority on this court. It has not been a very good time, to put it very mildly. They seem to be skeptical of the Biden administration's authority to cancel this debt. They came back to this theory called the Major Questions Doctrine. It's actually a legal theory that basically posits that agencies in the executive branch have to get approval from Congress before doing anything that would have large economic and political consequences. The current court has used this logic a few times already to invalidate other major Biden administration policies, like when they tried to let the EPA regulate carbon emissions from power plants, when they tried to implement federal COVID vaccine mandates for large companies, and when they tried to let the CDC extend eviction protections for renters back in 2021. This court is very fond of falling back on this theory. Chief Justice John Roberts also tried to raise questions about the fairness of the policy for people who didn't go to college. He asked why someone who didn't go to college and got a bank loan to start a business instead wouldn't get loan forgiveness, but someone who did attend college and ultimately went on to make more money should benefit instead.
Hold on. How are we just going to ignore the fact that PPP happened?
Right?
Like, money was given to our entrepreneurial friends.
Totally. So Justices Elena Kagan and Ketanji Brown Jackson countered very quickly with the point that this is just one of several other government programs. Some may help the business owner specifically. This one specifically is targeted towards people with student loan debt. There actually can be programs to help any people It just really depends on who you're voting for.
That part.
This case is definitely considered to be one of the biggest that the court will tackle this term, but a ruling isn't expected to come before the end of June, so a little time before we know the final verdict here.
A little time, but these pending Supreme Court decisions could mean the difference between making some progress toward closing the racial wealth gap and helping older Americans retire in peace, or setting up the 45 million people who are struggling with student loan debt for a huge financial loss. When President Biden and Secretary of Education Miguel Cardona announced the student loan debt forgiveness program last August, 26 million people flooded the online portal to apply for relief, and 16 million people received a notification that they were, in fact, eligible. Now, we know how much the right loves to argue that none of these people actually need student loan debt relief, and that people who took out student loans years ago are all well off and should be required to pay their student loan debt, but based on an analysis from Politico, of the people who submitted those 26 million applications, more than 98% of those applications came from zip codes where the average income is less than $75,000, and about two-thirds were from neighborhoods with an average income below $40,000. So it's pretty clear these folks could use some relief, especially when we know how much relief the government has given to the wealthy and corporations over the past few years.
Yeah, totally. The idea that everybody who goes to college and had student loan debt is now making boatloads of money, super rich, can't be helped by this is completely false.
Right.
And it also erases all the people who had student loan debt, got student loans, but didn't end up graduating from college, because
right,
that is also a significant number of people who, you know, this convenient little narrative just ignores. You mentioned that Biden's student loan debt relief could help close the racial wealth gap and help older Americans. Tell us more about that. How would that work?
So the data has shown for years that Black, Indigenous, and Latina women carry disproportionate amounts of student loan debt. And when you add in the reality of pay inequity, high interest rates, and problematic income-based repayment plans, Black and brown borrowers have been on the losing end of student loan debt for decades. According to the Roosevelt Institute, canceling student loan debt would have a measurable impact on closing the racial wealth gap and immediately increase the wealth of Black Americans by 40%, for example. And according to the Federal Reserve Bank of Philadelphia, as of 2019, borrowers who are 50 years old and older hold about 20% of all student loan debt. And balances are growing fastest among people between the ages of 60 and 69. So this isn't just something that the youths are complaining about. It has implications across multiple demographic groups.
Definitely. And so looking ahead, what happens if Biden's student debt relief plan is struck down? Is there any other way that we can get student loan forgiveness, or is that just gone if this doesn't work?
Look, there are a couple of options on the table for the White House if the Supreme Court strikes down Biden's debt relief plan. The White House could try to modify the existing relief plan to address the components that the court deems unconstitutional. It sounds a little bit petty, but it could yield a positive outcome that works around whatever legal parameters are set in the court's decision, though it could also end up back in court due to additional challenges from opponents. In the meantime, the Biden administration has been working for months to reconfigure its income-based repayment plans to lower the monthly payment amounts and limit the timelines for repayment. And this could help both past and future borrowers. The administration is also updating the Public Service Student Loan Forgiveness Program to make it easier for government workers and nonprofit employees to receive relief. So there are a few options on the table, but what sticks with me is a comment that Justice Sonia Sotomayor said during oral arguments yesterday, quote, "Everybody suffered on the pandemic, but different people got different benefits because they qualified under different programs. And politically speaking, you better believe that every person who was struggling with student loan debt and could be denied relief will remember who tried to help them out and who didn't."
That is what's absolutely wild to me about all of this. Like,
right,
we all know who's doing this, who's trying to deny this from what, like 40 million people? Like
45, girl.
You don't think this is going to have effects? Like, it's just insane to me. People will remember, people will be mad, and people will know who took that money, took that debt forgiveness away from them.
When I tell you that vengeance is one of the greatest political motivators,
I believe you.
Come on. Y'all know we're going to be watching the courts like a hawk on this, so stand by for more updates in the future.
Let's get to some headlines.
Headlines.
Yet another large earthquake has rocked Turkey and Syria this week. On Monday, a 5.6 magnitude earthquake struck in southern Turkey near the epicenter of the major tremor that hit last month. Officials in Turkey said that this latest earthquake killed at least one person and injured dozens of others as it destroyed several already damaged buildings. Over 10,000 aftershocks of varying intensities have been recorded in the region since February 6th, and the death toll has now passed 50,000 victims.
California's COVID-19 emergency declaration expired yesterday, almost 3 years after it was issued. The Golden State was the first in the nation to institute a statewide stay-at-home order in the early days of the pandemic. It gave Governor Gavin Newsom extra legal power to temporarily change or suspend various laws to fight the virus, including an order that allowed hospitals to put patient beds in gift shops and other spaces to treat an overwhelming number of COVID patients during the first winter surge. Though most statewide restrictions have already been lifted, health officials say the virus is still killing about 22 Californians per day. Similar COVID emergency orders are still in effect in five other states, though President Biden announced that the federal coronavirus order will expire on May 11th.
Some media tea is brewing, this time at the Washington Post. It involves Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist Jonathan Capehart's exit from the Post's editorial board back in December. We should note that Capehart, who is Black, was the only remaining person of color on the panel. According to a report from Axios, the split came after a dispute over an editorial that ran on December 6th about the runoff election in Georgia between Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock and his Republican challenger Herschel Walker. Capehart resigned shortly after the piece was published, and while he remains a columnist, associate editor, and podcaster with The Post, the news just adds to the existing tensions within the paper over diversity within its leadership ranks. A spokesperson for The Post told Axios that the paper is, quote, committed to diverse representation in all its pages, which just does not seem to be the case here, but okay.
As we say in my community,
What?
Michigan Representative Alyssa Slotkin announced Monday she's running for retiring Democratic Senator Debbie Stabenow's seat next year. Slotkin, who is also a former CIA analyst, is the first Democrat to enter what will likely be a highly contested race in the battleground state. And political strategists think she has a good shot, considering that she beat her Republican opponent in one of the most competitive races in the 2022 midterms and unseated a GOP incumbent when she was first elected to Congress in 2018.
Looks like the Department of Labor can finally take down the Help Wanted sign in the window. President Biden announced yesterday that he will nominate Julie Sue to be his next Secretary of Labor. She is currently serving as Deputy Secretary to outgoing Secretary Marty Walsh. Previously, she led California's Labor Department, and as a civil rights attorney in the 90s, she represented dozens of undocumented Thai workers who were enslaved in an LA area sweatshop. If confirmed by the Senate, she will be the first Asian American to join Biden's cabinet at the secretary level.
The Oscars announced Tuesday that the high-energy dance track, Natu Natu, from the film RRR, will be performed live at this year's ceremony. The Best Original Song nominee, which will be competing against compositions from films like Top Gun Maverick and Everything Everywhere All at Once, is a favorite to win the award, having already won the Golden Globe in the same category. The nomination is the lone nod from the Academy for the Indian blockbuster, which grossed $170 million worldwide at the box office. As we touched on last week, Rihanna will also take the stage to perform her nominated song Lift Me Up from Black Panther Wakanda Forever. Additionally, Lift Me Up is what Rihanna told Apple Music she wanted for her Super Bowl halftime performance. When I tell you, homie was 60, 70 feet in the air, just getting it. Okay.
Is she flying again at the Oscars? Because that would be very cool.
I don't know how far along she'll be in her pregnancy at that point, so I'm sure the doctor will not recommend any more flying.
Yeah, at what point in your pregnancy are you not allowed to fly on a...
on a platform.
A very small stage anymore. These are questions I probably will never need to know.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Finding a hoodie that lasts through the season can be tough. The American Giant Classic Full Zip Hoodie is made to last a lifetime, so you can count on it to bring you comfort and warmth year after year. The iconic Classic Full Zip Hoodie is the jacket that started it all for American Giant. Custom heavyweight fleece and side panels for mobility make it the best hoodie ever, and a double-lined hood and reinforced elbow patches mean this hoodie will last. Born from a commitment to support the communities that create its products. Every American Giant piece is made in America and designed to last. No exceptions. The result is durable clothing, like the premium Slub Crew Tee, no BS high-rise pant, and slim roughneck pant that become part of your life. Snag the hoodie that will bring you comfort for life. The American Giant Classic Full Zip. And save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20. Finding a hoodie that lasts through the season can be tough. The American Giant Classic Full Zip Hoodie is made to last a lifetime, so you can count on it year after year. The iconic Classic Full Zip Hoodie is the jacket that started it all for American Giant. Custom heavyweight fleece and side panels for mobility make it the best hoodie ever. Every American Giant piece is made in America and designed to last. No exceptions. The result is durable clothing, like the premium Slub Crew Tee, no BS high-rise pant, and slim roughneck pant that become part of your life. Snag the hoodie that will bring you comfort for life. The American Giant Classic Full Zip. Save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com when you use STAPLE20 at checkout.
The answer to, but now I'm curious.
Very curious.
And those are the headlines. We'll be back after some ads. It's Wednesday, Wad Squad, and for today's temp check, we are talking about wild animals on controlled narcotics getting the Hollywood bump.
Oh, my God.
The aptly named R-rated horror comedy Cocaine Bear came to theaters last weekend, topping the Friday box office in its debut and grossing $28 million worldwide. That is $28 million more than we are grossing right now. So I feel like we have no legs to stand on. Cocaine Bear is a hit. The movie, directed by Elizabeth Banks, impressive, is very loosely based on the true story of a real black bear in Georgia who fatally ingested 40 pounds of cocaine when a plane transporting narcotics from a drug bust fumbled a package from the sky. I don't know about you, Juanita, but to me, this movie has everything. Cocaine, a bear doing that cocaine, the late, great Ray Liotta. And in this version, the bear doesn't immediately overdose from the 40 pounds of cocaine. He lives, and judging by the trailer, boy, does he live. He truly is the boy who lived. So Juanita, will you be seeing this certainly insane, but probably amazing and very entertaining movie in the theaters?
Absolutely not. And I'm wondering about all the millions of people who paid money to see this mess, but I do think our EP had the best response. Cocaine is one hell of a drug. But Priyanka, are you going to see Cocaine Bear? Because I just can't bring myself to do it.
Yeah, I think you might be alone on this one. Cocaine Bear kind of sounds like, yes, it's so wild. Like, I just have to see it. It just seems like it'll be funny. It'll be hysterical.
I disagree. Jackass was hysterical. Cocaine Bear will not be hysterical.
Grab a few friends, go to the theater on like a weekend, see Cocaine Bear. The crowd there, you know the crowd there is there for a good time.
You know the crowd there is probably going to be like 14, but okay.
Well, it's rated R, so they would need to be with a parent, so.
Did you never sneak into a movie, Priyanka? For real?
Yeah, I think they carved them at the Grove.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, that must only happen in California. That never happens over here on the East Coast.
No, I think movie going is like, I mean, obviously price-wise has changed significantly, but I think it's changed a lot since we did that as kids. Like, now you aren't even allowed to, like, do the little double feature. I mean, you're never allowed to do it, but, like, you could.
Oh, Priyanka, stop snitching on yourself, girl!
Who didn't do the double feature?
Raise his hand timidly.
But just like that, we have checked our temps. I mean, mine's hot. Juanita's a little ice cold on this, but mine spiking.
Frigid cold. Keep the cocaine, keep the bear, keep it all.
That is all for today. If you like the show, make sure you subscribe, leave a review, stay above the influence of the cocaine bear, or don't. Who am I to tell you what to do? And tell your friends to listen.
And if you're into reading and not just Julie Sue's highly impressive resume like me, What a Day is also a nightly newsletter. Check it out and subscribe at crooked.com/subscribe. I'm Juanita Tolliver.
I'm Priyanka Arabindi. And
make some women's history today. They just had the second part of the Real Housewives of Potomac reunion air, so catch up if you missed it. That is women's history.
This might be the March that I start my Real Housewives journey.
What do you mean start?
Well, it's overwhelming. There's so much of it.
Choose one franchise.
I'll do it. I have to recognize Women's History Month somehow.
Bless. What a Day is a production of Crooked Media. It's recorded and mixed by Bill Lance. Jazzy Marine and Raven Yamamoto are our associate producers. Our head writer is Jossie Kaufman, and our executive producer is Lita Martinez. Our theme music is by Colin Gilliard and Kashaka.